Welcome, everyone. This is Dwight House, your host for the Crystal Archive Podcast, episode number 11. This was recorded on July 9th, 2007. Well, folks, as I said, this is Dwight House, your host for the Crystal Archive Podcast. I'm actually on time this month. I came out with this podcast episode either in the evening of the 9th or the 10th, which is really close to the 8th, the date of each month I try and get these podcasts out. Also, in podcast news, this may be the very last normal Crystal Archive podcast for a good long while. That's because I'm moving off to DigiPen next month, and that will definitely change some things about how I do the podcast. Not sure how or what or if I'll have to cancel it altogether for the foreseeable future. We'll just have to see once I get up there. But enjoy this while you can. I do have some big announcements in this podcast, but it's going to be relatively short. In Nintendo news, this week is very important. On Tuesday, E3 2007, the Electronics Entertainment Expo show occurs again this year from Tuesday to Thursday this week, and we're going to get to see a whole bunch of new stuff. There's a couple of bad news announcements we got before the show. One was that Brawl will not be playable at E3, and two, Metroid Prime 3 will not have online play. Plus, it got pushed back a week for its release date. I'm actually not so surprised about the Metroid Prime 3 issue because I really didn't want it to have online play in the first place. Metroid games are first-person games at their core, and so it doesn't really bother me so much. However, the Brawl thing is a bit of a disappointment. A lot of game industry people were and press were looking forward to playing that a near-complete version of Brawl at E3 this year, and they won't get to. But there's a very good reason for why they won't get to, and that is because Nintendo will be revealing a whole bunch of new games this E3. That's going to be their big thing, software, this year. Bunch of new games, and some have speculated, I don't remember where I got this information, but some have said it's going to be 90 to 100 yet-to-be-revealed games. So this is big news. And don't worry about Brawl, because we'll get to see probably a new trailer and definitely some new information, hopefully a release date at E3. They just won't get to play it. But we'll probably get to see a lot more about Brawl tomorrow and the next day. Now, this leads into Star Fox news. One of those 100 new games that may be coming out yet to be revealed at E3 is the long-rumored Star Fox Wii game. We'll just have to see about that, but I'd say the chances are really good considering the controller setup and how they've several industry professionals inside Nintendo and close to Nintendo have already talked about such a game and how easy it would be to create and how much fun it would be. Also, on the official Brawl website, which has been updating pretty much every day since it was redesigned and released a few months ago, there's been a Star Fox-themed level revealed, and it's called Lilat Cruise. You fight on the back of a Lilatian cruiser named the Pelides, which I believe is named after a Greek god or goddess. I looked it up a few weeks ago, but I can't remember. And the platforms you see fighting, and you can see this stage at the very end of the second trailer, but they did a full expose and showed a lot more of the level. And basically, what you're fighting on is the very tail end. You're fighting on the various engine parts, but the ship is really long. It stretches out in front of you. And the ship, it goes through various parts of the Lilat system as you're fighting. It goes through Meteo, the asteroid field. It goes into the Cornerian atmosphere and over the Cornerian cities. And it goes through some space battles, which could either be in Sector Y or in the atmosphere of Corneria, like in the beginning of Assault. And there's probably it probably goes to even more places. Like I said, Sector Y. It looks like it might be at Sector Y, but I'm not sure. And we'll get to see more about that later. But Star Fox theme levels already been revealed, and they've already talked about Fox a good deal on the Brawl site. So check out the Brawl site for a good deal of new Fox McCloud in Brawl news. And I've also talked about that news on StarFoxOnline.net, some of the latest posts, entries. So just check those out, and you'll see the latest on Brawl in relation to Star Fox. And let's get to the Crystal news. One of the new things that they revealed in Brawl, a new item, is called Assist Trophies. And these are kind of like the trophies you had in Melee. You can collect these different trophies that have different characters. But in this case, they're an item in battle, and when you use them, a random character from some Nintendo universe will pop out. And they have two examples so far. A Paratroopa, which throws hammers. Paratroopa, something like that. Something. Some Koopa throws the hammers. Hammer Bros, that's it. And he throws the hammers at your enemies. And also Samurai Goro, who is from F-Zero. And he comes and attacks with his samurai sword and stuff like that. And you can't control them. They're non-playable characters. But they're going to significantly increase the number of actual characters in the game, even though you're not actually able to play with them. So I say this actually increases the chances of Crystal being in Brawl, slightly. But it may turn out that Crystal is a non-playable character instead of a playable one, like I know we all want. Considering the creator's comments about reducing the number of clone characters, I'd say that Crystal has a better chance of being in Brawl this time as Falco, because Falco was, I mean, for the most part, he fights in a very similar manner as Fox McCloud. So Crystal would add a good deal of unique fighting abilities and weaponry to the Brawl battle, so we'll see. But regardless, she has a better chance now. It may be 50% chance that she'd be a non-playable assistance character, and then a 50% chance that she's a playable character, out of the 90% chance that she's going to be in Brawl altogether. So keep an ear out this week throughout E3, looking for Crystal in Brawl and any other Star Fox news. If there's gonna be something, you can probably find out about it first on GoNintendo.com, one of the best Nintendo news blogs out there. And if I hear anything about Crystal, I'll try and be the first one to let you know on the new Crystal Archive. And let me talk about that. The transition to the Crystal Archive version 3 is in progress right now. I've set up the new site. It is at crystalarchive.dwightdesign.com, and it's WordPress-based. It has its own theme. It's got the new Crystal theme that I've been developing over the past few weeks. And it all works very well. I've made sure that there are no errors, and so far as I can tell, there's only two slight glitches. And one is that mainly on one page, the main fan art list, you go to page 1, 2, 3, 4 of the list. The page itself is divided into four parts. That's to help you, preventing your browser from crashing from having too big of a table. But there's a breadcrumb trail at the top left of each page that tells you what section you're in, and if you click the breadcrumb trail to go back to the main fan art list home page part, it will fail, and I'm still trying to figure out that one. Otherwise, everything works correctly, except for Internet Explorer 6 will not display the rounded corners correctly. So on Internet Explorer 6, well, the Crystal Archive is very blocky right now. But that's the best I can do. Upgrade to IE7, or better yet, Firefox, Opera, or even my new favorite, Safari. The browser I use on my Mac is now available to you on Windows. I highly recommend it. Although it's still in beta right now, it's definitely going to be great by the time they release an official non-beta version. In relation to the fan art section, I've completely finished it. I've updated it with all the latest art. I've added about 190 new fan arts I had stored up, and corrected a few issues with missing fan art, and moved my fan art that was removed from DeviantArt because of an issue and put it in the hosted section. So my fan art's now in the hosted section, along with a couple of new ones, which I call Crystal Demotivational Posters. You know, you've seen those demotivational or motivational posters all over the internet for various things. Well, I've made my own based on Crystal, and that started as a topic on the KLA, and I've just added a few more. And they're designed to be as biting and mean-spirited as possible. It's hilarious. So check those out. It's in the hosted section of the fan art section. The time before that, Foxbird22 offered to help me with the fan art section, and I agreed. And after I had asked for some volunteers, and this morning, in fact, I've told him most of the how I create the lists with my Perl script and all that stuff. And it took a little while, but he's got most of the stuff down, and he's going to be taking over the fan art section pretty soon here. All I have left is to show him how to find new art, and then we'll have a new fan art guru on the Crystal Archive. He's already got a user account, WordPress, and everything. It's going to be great. I'm going to even have him do the posts, I think. He's going to do the posts for the new fan art. Whenever we get like 10 or so new fan arts, he's going to make a post on the main page so you can see the latest stuff before we have a chance to update the main list. Let's see, the article section. The article section is what I tackled first, and it is almost done. I only have about 2 articles to transfer, and of course the sitemap, which is a listing of all the pages on the website. I'm not going to finish the sitemap until I've finished all the other pages. Obviously, I needed something to link to, and there's no point in creating a page with all these links that don't go anywhere. So I'm going to not create the sitemap until I'm ready for it. But otherwise, the entirety of the rest of the article section should be done either today or early tomorrow. So check that out. And I'll have to add some. I've got about 3 new articles in research and development stages right now, and I'll have those up as soon as I can. I gotta write them up. And then there's this, the rest of the sections, the images, the videos, the fan art, the fan fiction, and the audio sections. I need to get all those done, plus the podcast. I really need to get the podcast section up, because I've got these new episodes every month, and well, people aren't even going to know about this one except that I tell them on the homepage. So whenever I get the podcast section up, I'm going to add a little player in the page so you don't have to go over to Odeo and everything. So I hope y'all will enjoy that. And also, I've been thinking about, and I probably will do this, I'll be moving the fan film section out of the video section, because it's really a fan work thing, and I'll be moving it and giving it its own sidebar item. So from the homepage, you'll be able to get to the fan film section, and I've got a whole bunch more of those fan films just waiting for me to finish, and I can do it quick. I just have to write a small Perl script and get it up there and going, but I have at least 8 new ones to give you guys, so as soon as I can get to that, I will. So that's it for the news section. You know, keep an eye out for E3, check the news. I'm sure there's going to be lots of games you're going to want to hear about, and of course Brawl and Super Mario Galaxy will probably get their release dates in the next coming days, so look at that. So now I'm going to go on to our questions section. I'll answer the questions of various listeners to the podcast. And we're going to start off with our old friend Fox of Infinity. Fox of Infinity writes, "Hey Dwight, did you ever hear of Starwing? As far as I know, the first Star Fox games were named Starwing, and then later the name was changed to Star Fox." My response, the Star Fox was called Starwing in Europe because of some copyright issues, but later Star Fox 64 was released as Lilac Wars over there in Europe. However, the copyright expired or something, or they bought it in Europe, so that's taken care of, and now in Europe and everywhere else, Star Fox is known as Star Fox. Mr. Munster writes, "Hey, this is A. Munster. Like I already said, I like the new design of the Crystal Archive, and nice podcast as ever. Thanks for email, and I'm going to keep working on the design." And I have. I pretty much finished. By the time I get a chance to read this, it's already done. The design is pretty much done. No more major design changes, except that whenever I change whenever I finish adding content, I'm going to change that little badge at the top right from V3 on its way to V3, because it's not on its way anymore, it's here. The next question or comment is from Lucas Rainforth. Lucas writes, Is there anything about Crystal's parents and where she originally lived? We don't really know anything about her parents. Many people think Crystal is descendant from royalty because of her intricate clothing and her staff, and the fact that she's the only survivor of Serenia. As for Serenia itself, we don't know anything except that it was either destroyed or made uninhabitable. Some people think that Andross was responsible, but I don't think so. I have too many issues with that theory. Also, it's probably a very warm planet, considering Crystal's choice of clothing and adventures. But that's really all we know and all we can speculate about. DBard716 writes, "In the Future of Crystal article, you say that Crystal may use her staff again as long as it wasn't destroyed in assault. What happened in assault that would make you think it was destroyed?" My response was, "As far as we know and can see, Crystal doesn't use her staff at all when she's on the missions in assault. She probably, and unless she had it in her R-wing, it was probably going to be in the Great Fox, which of course was destroyed at the end of assault during an attack on the Aperoid homeworld. So that's why we think the staff may actually be destroyed. I personally hope it's not. I hope she had it like with her on the R-wing or something." An anonymous poster on the Crystal blog before it was integrated into the Crystal Archive. By the way, I have put every single Crystal blog post into the Crystal Archive, and I need to format the links once I create the content where it's supposed to be. But otherwise, the entirety of the blog, all 75 or so posts, are in the Crystal Archive version 3 now. So he says, this anonymous person wrote, "I think you should change the catchphrase 'celebrating everyone's favorite blue fox' to 'celebrating everyone's favorite blue vixen.' Then the redesign would be perfect." My response is, done. It's already done. That's what I took that suggestion and have integrated already into the version 3, and it's online right now. So it's not everyone's favorite blue fox, although that was the original phrase. We changed it to vixen to be more specific. Let's see. Crystal Fan 625 writes, "Hey Dwight, you're doing a great job with the archive and podcast. You have been looking for someone to help with fan art. If Foxbird can't do it, I'll be happy to fill in. As a response to the email about the voice in one cutscene, I think the voice may have just been some garbling sound made by all the Krizoa. Anyways, there is something I want to comment about the podcast. Maybe a future episode, you could record the podcast with one of your listeners talking as well over Skype. You know, kind of like a special guest. I think this would bring some popularity to your podcast. And my last question, comment is, do you have a favorite Star Fox Command ending? Like what they should follow if they do a game taking, what they should do if they make a game after Command? Which one would you be your favorite ending for that? Personally, I like ending 5. What do you think? And keep up the great work." Thanks, Crystal Fan. As far as the special guest thing, it might be a possibility in the future, but right now, there's a serious issue with the quality of audio through Skype, not to mention the problems with finding a good time to schedule for both of us. And I did interview someone. On episode 9, part B, I interviewed Cat the Leopardess about her Crystal cosplay outfit, and that worked great. But we both had, you know, we were both recording ourselves at both ends, and it was a serious amount of editing to get it all together. And you would not believe how many times we had to sit there and I say, "Okay, I can do it now," but and then I couldn't. So we sent about 20 or 25 emails back and forth trying to find a time where both myself and her, both of us, was available to do the podcast. So for now, that's not going to really be a possibility, and I'll probably only have special guests very rarely. As for my favorite Command ending, I like all the endings where Fox and Crystal get back together, but specifically when they stay as Team Star Fox. It's kind of sad that they couldn't raise their son Marcus while still being on Star Fox team. So as long as Fox and Crystal are together and the Star Fox team is still in existence and Fox and Crystal are still on it, I'd be happy. And that's about 3 endings, so any of those 3 endings is probably fine. You know, the girl ending with all the girls who beat the boss, or the ending with Crystal coming back to Fox and them making up together, making you know, kissing and making make up and all that. I like all those endings. I don't like the ending where she turns into Cursed. That's just, I don't really like to see Crystal being vengeful at all. That really kind of disturbs me a little. Well, that's all the questions I have for now. If you would like to ask a question or have a general comment for the Crystal Archive Podcast Episode 12, should it ever happen, just send me an email, dwighthouse@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to answer you and answer on the podcast and reply back in the email. It may take me a little time to do either one of those things, but I'll be sure to get back to you as soon as I can. And so look forward to the E3 news this week, and also watch as I reconstruct the Crystal Archive from its very bare bones to a better than ever site. This is Dwight House, and this has been the Crystal Archive Podcast, episode number 11.